with for more than a century, we need to think about disease differently. We must reframe our understanding of everything from what disease is and why it occurs to how we interact with it. Given our aging population and the prevalence of chronic illness, we have no choice. We simply must find a way of approaching illness that goes beyond just surgery and drugs, or our children's children will find themselves facing the same chronic killers their great-great-grandparents faced. To think in this way requires going against many of the established, institutionalized ideas we have about biology and medicine. It means we must dare to question the unquestionable. There may even be sacred cows that, at risk of being called a nutcase or quack, should be called into question, an approach that, in countless areas of medicine, proved to be the key to major advances. If medicine is to move forward, we must become trailblazers in a profession where stepping even slightly outside the accepted lines can mean the loss of one's reputation and even one's career. Still, it's a path we must tread if humanity and medicine are to progress. Without question, the catalyst behind every great discovery of human civilization, especially with regard to science and medicine, has proved to be intuition. It's the internal conviction, the inexplicable knowing, that possesses a researcher and convinces such an individual that the particle, process, energetic principle, or cure they are searching for actually exists, even in the face of no physical evidence or prior research. It's the ability to see the unseen before it becomes obvious to everyone else, along with resisting the urging of naysayers to be realistic and live within the limits of what we can experience with our senses. Only a person with an all-consuming intuitive drive and a fearless spirit can manifest the possible from the impossible and thereby change the way we experience life. Ignaz Semmelweis, a 19th-century physician, was just such a person. He firmly believed that an invisible factor, which we today commonly refer to as bacteria, was behind the deaths of thousands of expectant mothers. He insisted that the simple act of washing hands before either performing surgery or delivering babies could greatly reduce patient deaths from infection and puerperal fever. Initially, he was mercilessly humiliated by the medical establishment, even losing his job for suggesting something that's now common practice. Today, the largest university in Hungary is named after him. In the 1860s, Russian chemist Dmitri Mendeleev created the periodic table of elements, which organized all the physical building blocks of the universe into a cohesive logical order. The table included the elements gold, silver, lead, argon, neon, helium, and every other known mineral, metal, and gas at the time. While the table was incredibly helpful to science, it had a problem. Wherever Mendeleev couldn't find a transitional substance that connected two elements already on the table, he left a space between them blank. While his table worked well for certain kinds of research, his detractors were quick to point out the gaps in the chart. At that time, there were no known elements with the right atomic weights to fill those spaces and complete the chart so that it made sense. When questioned about these gaps, Mendeleev stated that while the holes in the chart did exist, it wasn't proof the corresponding elements didn't. He simply said we had to continue searching. Down to the minutest detail, Mendeleev intuited the presence of elements for which there was no tangible evidence of their existence. Today, every one of those elements has indeed been discovered, and Mendeleev's table is complete. He bequeathed to us a perfect example of how staying focused on the bigger picture and not getting hung up on the finer details is what brings a vision into being. Just because we don't have proof that something exists doesn't mean it isn't there. In 1865, German chemist Friedrich August Kekulé had a dream in which he saw atoms dancing around and linking to each other. Upon awakening, he followed his intuition and immediately sketched the image he had seen in his dream. In a further dream, he saw the atoms dance around, then form circular strings that appeared to simulate a snake eating its own tail. Instead of doubting the dream, he went with his gut instinct. Kekulé was to discover that his nighttime images were a near-perfect match for the chemical...